This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I need the soundtrack to James Brown. This is a man's world. Dun, 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 dun. This is a man's world. Yeah, it's a man's world. Welcome to 2019, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm not a misogynist declaring it's a man's world. Not at all. I'm going to prove to you it's a man's world because of what women are doing. This Women's March, I talked about it earlier in the broadcast, in decline. Why? Not because of men. Men aren't shutting it down. Men aren't threatening their wives. You go to the Women's March, and there will be 18 double cookies out to the pig. I will make you hurt, woman. You will never come back to this house again, and you will never work. We haven't done anything. All we do for women is watch women implode on themselves. This is a man's world. It's a man's world. My producer's 80 when I sing. And of course I'm joking because I can actually sing that song. If they would let me sing it without having to pay royalties, I would blow that James Brown song out the water, bro. What you talking about? It's a man's world. But even with it being a man's world, Senator Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren said she filed the paperwork to launch an exploratory committee to run for presidente. They say she's taking a first major step towards a 2020 run for the White House. Elizabeth Warren has been, they have been setting her up to run for the White House for the better part of 10 years. And it ain't going to happen. In her announcement, the liberal firebrand, this is what somebody wrote, argued government has been bought and paid for by a bunch of billionaires and giant corporations that think they get to dictate the rules that affect everyone, calling it corruption and pure and simple. Corruption, pure and simple. This is a woman who has made a living at being a fraud. She has taken advantage of a system that was set up for minorities, and she used it to her full advantage, and now she wants to show her what she can do. Unbelievable. We'll come back to it. Because other people are talking about this. Camille Paglia, a feminist, is talking about this. Mm-hmm. She's not happy about it. This is a woman who is a staunch Democrat, and she is laughing at all of the people that are running as Democrats in the 2020 election cycle. And we're going to stop them from cheating because that's what we have to do. Anyway, a man's world. Boom, 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 boom. This isn't just me talking. This is an article I read. Progressives believe the presidency is a man's job. Yeah, I guess I have a piece of the article, but I'm going to show you. And we got a lot more to talk about, too. Before I even get into this, I'll go ahead and tell you what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about an officer who was killed with an illegal gun. We're going to have a tweet section today. We're going to talk about Louis C.K. I think that's what he's called. He's a comedian. He got in trouble over some stuff. We're going to talk about the women's movement as it relates to the LGBTQ, particularly the T of the LGBTQ. Oh, man. And then there's a host of other nonsense that will be fun to cover. We have a couple of other clips, too. Let me look at these clips. What do we have here? Because I want to get to them. I do not want to not play these clips. Okay, so we've got, I like this one. Van Jones on the criminal justice system. I wanted to talk about that last year. Yeah, Van Jones, he leaked it out. Donald Trump did something that's going to make black people vote for him. Oh, yeah, baby. So we got that coming. A lot of cool stuff. But it is a man's world, and it isn't me talking. This isn't Kevin Jackson, a misogynist. By the way, KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. It is a show that is the El Jefe. That would be me, the man in charge. El Guapo, I'm also called, which is handsome in Spanish. I am a man, but it is everybody's world here. If you want to call in and get, I have more women that call in, and I'm trying to figure out who's going to be my first caller of the new year, 2019, because I'm going to play that call. 2019, my first caller. But here's my point. I'm a man, but it's your show. This is not about me. This is not, it is Kevin. It's my show by name, but it's your show. See, because we're here to make sure that we change the whole dynamic of politics. And I've been doing this a decade now, a total decade. And I think we've done a tremendous job. But we are about to take this thing and put it on steroids like you wouldn't believe. So I'm extremely excited. I hope you are as well. But anyway, it is a man's show, but it's not a man's world. But the Democrats, the progressives, do believe that the presidency is a job for men. Did you know that? The presidency is a man's job. At least that's the current word from the progressive base of the Democratic Party in the run-up to the 2020 presidential elections. Think about this, folks. We barely got out of the midterms, and we've jumped right into the 2020 election cycle. No rest for the weary, as my grandmother would say. Anyway, new polling from Democrats, Democracy for America, shows the men solidly in the top three positions, followed behind by women. Now, they're talking about with respect to the Democrats and who they are recommending for president. Here's the breakdown. Senator Bernie Sanders, 36.14%. Joe Biden, 14.88%. Just say 15. And Representative Beto O'Rourke, 12%, 12.34. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who just declared, she comes in at 7.89. Let's just say 8%. Kamala Harris at 7%. So the men are dominating. And worse than that, it's mostly old men. The older you are, the better. The older, think about it. The top woman is Elizabeth Warren's in her late 60s. The top dude is going to be 80 years old, give or take when he runs. The next guy in line is Joe Biden, who's well into his 70s. And on, they love old white people, the Democrats. What? Reminds me of that song back in the, was it the 70s? Say what? Mm-hmm. I got my mind made up. Come on, you can get it. Get it, girl. Anytime. Say what? Yeah, Democrats are in trouble. Men. It's, I mean, everything they claim to not be about is what they're about. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm excited. 2019 is here. First broadcast.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us and advertise at gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Day 12 of the government shutdown. You feeling it?
Can you feel it? Boom, can you feel it? Can you feel it? Boom, 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 boom.
I don't feel it at all. I don't know how you guys feel. I feel nothing.
I feel nothing.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. How would we feel it? What, were you going to go to a national park or something? No. Yeah, I mean, wherever, did they shut down a library? When's the last time you've been in a library? I don't know if that's even part of the funding. I'm just saying, what, can you not get your license? What? What is it that we miss? The government continues to operate on essential services, which makes us all wonder, what are the non-essential services? So if I can go get my license and they're going to mail me my refund check, what do I care? Shut the government down. Donald Trump's like, let's do it.
Let's do it, baby.
I love it. I'm glad. I hope it stays shut down. I hope it stays shut down long enough where people go, you know, we don't even need, if it's been shut down for 6 months, what do we need it for? Let's start getting some money back into the treasury. I don't feel it.
Can you feel it?
No, I can't feel it.
Can you feel it?
No, I can't feel it. Can you feel it? No. One of my friends tweeted this: women are from Venus, men are from Mars, and all other genders are from Uranus. That is too funny. Lori, that was funny. We need an award for that. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars, and all other genders are from Uranus. Wow. I wish I, sometimes don't you wish that these are the things you thought of? Like, that would be good. If you could verify, I'm the first one that said that. I don't know that Lori was, but that's the first time I read it. And how fitting. I mean, what a great planet to pick. Kevin, it's Uranus. No.
I mean, we were trashing our own planet, and as if that's not enough, we're going to start messing around with the rest of the galaxy. I don't know if you heard what they did a couple years ago to Pluto. They just decided Pluto wasn't a planet anymore. Is that not the height of arrogance? I mean, who do we think we are that we think we're just going to call a meeting? All right, planets, listen up. Mars, you're big and you're red and you're kicking ass. Planetary status renewed. Saturn, nice ring work, Saturn. You're ringing it up, ring-a-ling-a-ding-dong. Nobody else is doing that. You're self-starter, Saturn. We need more planets like you. Stick around. Uranus! Grow up.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Woo! So, women are crushing themselves. I'm telling you. Did you guys see this story? A trans wrestler for the second year in a row. a transgender wrestler has won the Texas girls 6A 110-pound division. Mac Beggs, an 18-year-old senior from Euless Trinity High School near Dallas, entered the tournament in Cypress outside of Houston with an undefeated record. Mac beat Chelsea Sanchez, whom he beat for the title in 2017 in the final match on Saturday. Why am I laughing, okay? Because Mac, who's a dude, but he professes to be a woman, beat this woman last year. She had all year to work on it, right? She knew Mac was still in the running. His name is Mac Beggs. Mac ain't begging for nothing. Mac is getting everything he wants. But anyway, Mac Beggs, she's got a year to prep for Mac. By the way, if you're going to be a transgender person, then and your name is Mac, really, did he change his name to Mac? I mean, I don't know if you guys can look this up, but was he Mac before? Did he have a more masculine name than Mac? It was Max, and he changed it to Mac. It's singular now. What? I'm saying, this girl, Chelsea Sanchez, has all year to prepare for Mac, and she can't beat him. Just for the record, they could give Chelsea 6 years. No, you know what? Make it a decade to prepare for Mac, and she's not going to beat him. And what's funny, Matt Walsh, who's a buddy of mine on Twitter, he tweeted this. Just to clarify here, this is a woman on steroids beating women who are not on steroids. She's a cheater and nothing more. I'm just telling you, if I could go back and do it again and say, okay, hey, I can be a woman, instead of me running against all these dudes and occasionally getting that second and third place trophy, I'm going to run with the girls. And I'll win everything. I will be the most decorated female athlete in the history of man. Don't you think, what's her name, Caitlin? Don't you think Caitlin would like to go back and instead of dominating the men at the Olympics would like to put a record so far out there that women could never achieve it? If Caitlin could go back and get rid of her naughty bits, her outward hanging naughty bits, and become a woman back in the 80s, and Bruce Jenner would not even exist. We would just be talking about, man, you know that chick, Caitlin? She was amazing, man. She put up times that dudes couldn't touch. Are you kidding me? So they said, video posted online showed a mix of cheers and boos from the crowd following Beggs' win. Oh, man. People were booing? What? Booing the transgender Mack Breggs for winning the women's competition? Don't they know what's wrong with that? My gosh. Unbelievable. They said, Beggs, get this, is in the process of transitioning from female to male and taking a low dose of testosterone. So, he's going from female. Oh, wait. He's going from female to male. I'm completely shocked. So, this is a woman. And, oh, man, I completely read this wrong. So, why didn't you guys tell me? That's all right. You're fired. Anyway, so she's going from being a female to being... So, his name is Mac. He's a dude. And he's now transitioning. But while he's transitioning, he's taking low doses of testosterone. You would think he would need any testosterone. That's the last thing he needs. Boy. They said it was his steroid therapy treatments while wrestling girls that stirred a fierce debate about competitive fairness and transgender rights last season. It's been a lot quieter since last year when his march to a state championship. And they had a tweet here. But this is a woman transitioning, beating up on other women, and she's becoming, a man who's transitioning to becoming a woman and beating up on women and taking steroids. I mean, here's a problem. Here's my biggest problem right now. I'm still confused. I'm doing this show talking about Mac, who now I know is a dude who's transitioning to a female, and I still can't quite figure out all the different things that are going on here. This is crazy talk. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is meeting with congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle at the White House. And before that meeting, the president met with his cabinet at the White House, where the president said technology can only go so far when it comes to preventing illegal immigrants from entering the country.
I mean, we can have all the drones flying over the people last night as they tried to rush the border. The only thing that stopped them was the wall. If we have drones up there, it's wonderful. We'll get nice pictures.
The president also had some strong words for former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis and Afghanistan.
I'm not happy with what he's done in Afghanistan, and I shouldn't be happy. But he was very happy. He was very thankful when I got him $700 billion, and then the following year, $716 billion.
One person will be $425 million richer thanks to Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing. New York lottery officials say one person bought the winning ticket that was sold in Long Island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Louis C.K. got himself in a bit of trouble. And here's the deal. So Louis C.K. admitted to sexual harassment of women or whatever. I don't know if you've seen this act, but it's pretty vile. I've seen it. But it's what's funny to me about this is Louis C.K., to hear the left torpedoing this guy right now, you would think this dude has been a Trump supporter, that he has been a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, avowedly so. This guy was the belle of the ball in Hollywood only a few short years ago. And I'm going to tell you, I do a lot of comedy. I know a lot of comics. Louis C.K. was considered by almost all comedians as the top comic in the business, bar none. I'm talking black, white, indifferent. Didn't matter who you talk to. They say, oh, man, Louis C.K. Louis has more material. This dude makes observational humor. He makes Seinfeld look like a Girl Scout in terms of his ability to not only synthesize what he sees, but put it into just, I mean, the guy could do a 15-minute set on a thumbtack. Now, his observational humor, while vile, it does point out the craziness of life that's mostly overlooked by others. And by the way, that's what comedians do. They look at, you know, like, I did a set kind of on the radio here. We played it in our best ofs. And it was about these Doritos that were for gays. And I did one for Doritos for women. The gay Doritos, all they did was change the bag of the gay Doritos. But it was a funny set because I talked about, oh, man, you don't want to look in that bag unless you can, you know, have somebody hold your hand or, you know, be with a member of the LGBTQ before you look in that bag because you're going to see things you've never seen Chips doing. You know, it was stuff like that, just funny observational stuff about the craziness of Frito-Lay going, ooh, let's market to the gay community by putting a rainbow on our bag. And all these other panderers to the gay community. So that's what you do. You look at the craziness. When they made the woman's chip, they said, oh, it's easier to crunch and it doesn't leave as much stain on your fingers. Really? So you can eat these chips with nacho cheese Doritos for women with white gloves? And oh, by the way, women have been eating men's chips for decades. Welcome to the party, gals. You get what I'm saying? I saw the story. By the way, I never seen anybody else do a set on this. I talked to a couple of comedian friends of mine. I gave the sets to them because I'm not performing right now. And I said, go for it. But the point is, you see something that strikes you funny in a way that you get it, and you make it into comedy. That's what you do, and it doesn't matter what it is. It could be Barack Obama's big ears. It could be Donald Trump's hair. It could be the way Michelle Obama walks like a dude or whatever, right? It's all fair game. Not anymore. Comedy cannot point its rapier wit at the things that the left deem untouchable. And I told many people, the only thing that I won't do, I don't do jokes about children with disabilities, people with disabilities. It's not their fault. And I tend to not do jokes about ailments, you know, like, you know, a cancer joke or something like that. Because, you know, again, not your fault. But sometimes you can stretch it a bit. But when it comes to kids and people with disabilities, I don't touch them. So that's kind of my line. But I've got comedian friends, man. Nothing's off limits. You know, black people, when we do comedy, much of the time, I'm talking to D.L. Hughleys and the Robin Harrises and people like that. It's geared to blacks and the black condition and the things that we've gone through. That's what comedy's about. It's meant to point out the craziness. And it used to be you point it out not because you were trying to, you know, oh, white people are evil. You would just point it out in a strange kind of way. Like, hey, you know, if you get stopped in a traffic stop and you're a white person, David Chappelle did a great deal where he is like a white dude is smoking reefer. He gets pulled over and Dave's like, dude, you better put that bud out. He's like, I got this, man. I got this, Dave. And Dave's like, no, man, you can't be going up to no cop with a, you know, the blunt. You know, marijuana, whatever. And the guy, white guy's like, I got this, Dave. Don't worry, man. And Dave shows him getting out of the ticket or out of the trouble. Okay. Get it. Funny. Makes a statement. Blah, blah, blah. That's what comedy's supposed to do. Not anymore. No, sir. Mm-mm. When you make fun of anything leftism deems bad, let me tell you, they will burn you at the stake. And that's exactly what's now happening with Louis C.K. They want to burn this man at the stake. So I cleaned up. I had my producers clean up this guy's clip of what he said. And it's really funny. Listen to it.
I'm a little disappointed in the younger generation, honestly, because I'm 51 years old. And when I was like 18 to my 20s, I mean, we were idiots. We were getting high, doing mushrooms. And then older people were like, you got to get your together. And we were like, yeah, you. And I was kind of excited to be in my 50s and see people in their 20s and be like, they're crazy. These kids are nuts, but they're not. They're mean. They're just boring. Tell them you shouldn't say that. What the f***? What are you, old lady? What the f*** are you doing? It's not appropriate. You're a child. Why are you finger f***ing each other and doing jello shots? Like, why aren't you... You should address me. They're like royalty. They tell you what to call them. You should address me as they, them. Because I identify as gender neutral. Okay. You should address me as there. Because I identify as a location. And the location is your mother's. It doesn't have to be that nasty. But it can be. I don't know, they testified in front of Congress, these kids? What are you doing? You're young. You should be crazy. You should be unhinged. Not in a suit saying, I'm here to tell. You're not interesting. Because you went to a high school where kids got shot? Why does that mean I have a lesson of you? Why does that make you interesting? You didn't get shot. You pushed some fat kids away. Now I got a lesson of you talking?
Welcome back, everybody. So you can see that Louis C.K. is merely pointing out the lunacy of this younger generation. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson Radio Show, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. But here's what TMZ wrote about this. As if Louis C.K. has an already hit bottom, he just went even lower by attacking victims of the Parkland massacre in a stand-up set. And they referenced this leaked audio. It's leaked audio. Somebody going to the place. I don't know where he was performing. They even say they don't know. They said in an audio that surfaced online, you can hear Louis performing new jokes in front of an audience. And at one point, he mocks the survivors of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shooting from the past February. Specifically, he seems to be talking about Emma Gonzalez and David Hogg and others who've been vocal about implementing gun control. See, that's the deal. You can't mock the unmockables. That's the deal. David Hogg is a celebrity. I mean, he got a friend of mine fired on the radio that dare say that the kid is a piece of, you know, crap. I think Laura Ingraham had to go on suspension in Fox News. They didn't fire her, maybe because she's a white woman. I don't know. But she didn't get fired. And Emma Gonzalez, what did Louis C.K. is like, why do we pay attention to these clowns? And he's joking. He puts humor in his head. They probably put some fat kid in front of him. That's what comedians do. They make up scenarios. You don't know what happened. But they give you, hey, it's entirely possible that this kid, he's the one using one of his buddies as a human shield. Oh, if you said that about Trump, nobody would have said a word. But you say that about one of these people? Oh, man, they have a connection. TMZ went on to describe the set. The jokes are vile. First, Louis attacks the youth of this generation, comparing them to himself in his 20s, saying these kids are simply too PC, well-behaved, and opinionated. He also cracks jokes about non-binary people. Then he goes after Parkland's kids. He says they're not interesting. It's just because they went to a high school where people were shot. We shouldn't have to listen to them just because they pushed some fat kid out of the way. He's exactly right. Why are we listening to him? I've asked people this many times. Okay, these clowns grew up never having shot a gun, not understanding the meaning of it, and we're supposed to pay attention to them. Why? They go on to say this, a new low for sure. And I want to come back and talk about more of this article because I think it is so much of a double standard. Louis C.K., people have known this guy. They've known his humor. They know exactly. This guy had two TV shows running simultaneously. Neither one of them made it. But they thought this guy, and I think he is. He's an amazingly funny guy. But now, he's crossed the line for the left. He must pay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This, that most of the guests are mostly white males of 22 episodes.
Yeah, let's
had.
Get into that.
No, I, but you
take a look over here, Peter. What do you see? A lot of whiteies. What's going on here?
But I,
oh, this really pisses me off. But
well,
go
no,
ahead.
No, I,
it really pisses me off.
That's okay. I'm
go
sorry.
Ahead.
Now you.
But there were a lot of things about Comedians and Cars in the beginning. The first 10 I did, I think, were all white males, and people were writing all about that. Which
that's part of the reason why I asked. People had tweeted at me when I said I'm interviewing with Jerry Seinfeld. Okay, ask them about their gender diversity on this show.
Yeah, I mean, it's people think it's the census or something. I mean, this has got to represent the actual pie chart of America. Who cares? It's just funny. You know, funny is the world that I live in. You're funny, I'm interested. You're not funny, I'm not interested.
Okay.
And I have no interest in gender or race or anything like that, but everyone else is kind of with their little calculating, is this the exact right mix? You know, I think that's, to me, it's anti-comedy. It's okay. Anti-comedy. It's more about, you know, PC nonsense
okay.
than are you making us laugh or not?
Right, right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hope I'm making you laugh. Hope I'm making you think as well. I think that comedy has a double duty in that regard. Oh, their stuff is just flat, blatantly funny. I mean, believe me, I love the non-message humor that just, you know, the pull my finger. I love it. I talk about my dog crop dusting, you know, people, and I just walk by and people are like, whoa, what is this? And I'm like, hey, my dog just crop dusting. That's funny. It's not meant to be a message. It's not, well, what kind of dog is it, Kevin? Is it a black dog? You know, I mean, I've made jokes about my dog. I caught him sunning. This is my previous dog. He, I had to put him down because he got sick. But he was a brown pit bull mix, a hound dog. And I caught him sunning one day, you know, that little, you know, like the light will come through in a strip in your house. And he could have been anywhere, but he was in that strip, sunning. And I said, you're not a black dog, you rascal. Got me taking care of you. You're a white man. How are you sunning? Funny stuff. Not meant to make it, you know, I mean, yeah, does it have some societal implications when I make it racially? Yeah, of course it does. But you get what I'm saying. There's that humor. But then there's humor that's biting. You know, I told you guys before, in comedis veritas. In comedy, there's truth. And that's what I love. I love to make people laugh and make them think at the same time. And Seinfeld's saying, that's gone. Louis C.K., who is who we've been talking about in the last segment, he said exactly what many of you are thinking. Nothing but a bunch of cream puffs that these millennials have become, and they want to have a seat at the table. They don't have enough life experience to fill a thimble, and they want you to believe that they deserve a seat at the table. They don't deserve Jack. And Kevin Hart, what about him? Oh, they go dig up a bunch of tweets that they claim are homophobic. What did Kevin Hart say? I don't want my kid to be gay. My son, or my daughter for that matter. But he's like, I don't want my son playing with girl stuff. I don't want my son to be gay. Oh my God, he's so homophobic, or whatever else. But if a gay person said, nah, man, I really prefer that my kids are homosexual. I mean, after all, me and my mate are homosexual. Nobody would say, oh my God, and Strange, they're just so progressive. Look at them. It's to the point of being ridiculous. And with respect to Louis C.K., I mean, I'm being honest with you. I don't have a dog in the fight. But I believe most of these people that they want you to believe, oh, he's a liberal, he's a leftist, a progressive, the majority of them are laughing at Louis C.K. because they see exactly what he's talking about when he says, who am I to care about David Hogg or Emma Gonzalez just because their school got shot up? What makes them the spokesperson for my life? But The Atlantic wrote a scathing article about this guy. But 2018 has been a year of hard truths. And here, just before the calendar turns its page to whatever fresh L might lie in wait, is one more. CK's promise to listen, learn, it seems, was itself a lie. On Sunday evening, instead, an audio recording of a recent appearance CK made, reportedly at Governor's Comedy Club on Long Island, New York, leaked on YouTube. The set suggested that while CK may have made up for a lot of activities over the past year, listening and learning has not been among them. So what was he supposed to do? Listen, what Louis C.K. admitted to was, yeah, I'm a comic. I have women come up to me. I've been rude, vile, sexual innuendo, sexually vile. His routine is laced with sex. Laced with it. Okay? And he's going, I've been all of that. I apologize. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't have apologized for Jack. I don't care. Look. We've been hanging around whatever I did in the context of what I did it. It was not offending anybody. If it did offend somebody, they didn't let me know, so I could have addressed it at the time. So I say, to heck with you. I've never sexually abused a woman in any way, shape, or form. And based on their definition, I could be in therapy for sexual abuse. Women coming up, hitting on me, doing things, you know, grabbing me, grabbing my chest, and especially when I was ripped, boy. So, Louis C.K. has nothing to apologize for, but he did. Now, here's what they said. In the set, one of his many unscheduled appearances he has made as part of a quiet comeback, CK makes jokes about the word retarded. He bemoans being unable to use the word as apparent compromise on his freedom of self-expression. And they didn't play that part. They say he mocks the activist students of Parkland, Florida, who've been trying to convert a personal tragedy into a social good. And then he goes on to say, you know, what he said when I played the earlier clip. CK also mocks Asian men and black men and non-binary people. And they quote, "You should address me as they, them, because I identify as gender neutral," CK says, dripping with sarcasm. "Oh, okay, you should address me as there because I identify as a location." And he goes on to say something crass. Well, here's the deal. He's exactly right to say, what are you people talking about when you want me to address you in some special pronoun or whatever else? Look, that is so foreign to me. If you want to do this as millennials, knock yourselves out. But I'm not doing it. I don't correct old white people when they go, "Yeah, Kevin, when I was a little kid, I had a little colored buddy." When I go, "Oh, really? What was his name?" And, you know, they go on to tell some heartwarming story. But the minute the man says colored, every one of these triggered little lefties go, oh my God, he said colored. What are you going to do, Kevin? I'm going to listen to his heartwarming story about the little colored feller that saved his life or who remained his best friend for life or whatever else. I'm not going to interrupt him because, you know, there's some anachronism of what you believe and he believes in word choices and things like that. It's ridiculous. And it infuriates me because you people come up to me all the time, "Oh, Kevin, what do you think about this?" And I'm like, are you kidding? Unbelievable. So this is news now. And I would say to Louis C.K., he should stay on his act. He should continue to do this kind of comedy. Even David Axelrod, here's what he tweeted. Louis C.K. joke about heroic Parkland kids was as tasteless as could be, but not a huge surprise. He's made a career of that. But shouldn't audiences decide to show up or not? De facto censorship isn't the answer. Let the market decide. I would tell you right now, I would go see Louis C.K. if he's being honest about his comedy. I'll be honest with you, it's a little vile for my taste, but he's funny as heck. I remember he's talking about, Banks says, you know, you're overdrawn. He's like, what are you talking about? I just put $20 in there and I spent, you know, $20. Or I forget what the set was, but essentially they were going to charge him $35 for his, you know, because he was $20 overdrawn. He goes, what are you talking about? You can see I have no money in my account, and you're charging me $35, and on and on. And, you know, it was a very clever set because it spoke to poverty. It spoke to what many people deal with day in and day out, and he made light of it, but it was in a very poignant way. And here's Axelrod, who's saying, look, stop this nonsense. Let people be funny. But they, I'm just telling you, this is the world we live in now. And Louis C.K., if I were the dude, I would tell him, go to heck, go do your sets. You're going to find out, if he cleaned it up a little bit, I think he'd build a tremendous conservative audience. If he got away from all the sex stuff, because he did go into a lot about Asian men, and to me, it was crass. It wasn't really worth, I wouldn't have done the set. But, and to be honest with you, it was tired jokes, penis jokes about Asian men. But his prerogative. But he's got an audience. And we got to get away from this stuff. This is what 2019 has to bring.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.